Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bethany Clock is in studio with us this morning from the SPCA serving Erie County. Hi, Bethany.
Good day.
Good to see you, as always. And you've got Lovebird. This sounds like a Valentine's Day pet for somebody.
He's a sweetheart. He's a big black and white dog, 70 pounds, has a massive head. I love big-headed dogs. And he is just as friendly, as happy as can be.
Aww.
Lives up to his name.
I love the video. You can see it at WBEN, at your SPCA, and how, you know, friendly, happy dog this is. I mean, who is a Lovebird best for?
I would say basically anyone, unless you have kids who are under the age of 8, just because of Lovebird's sheer size.
He's might knock you down.
Yeah, he's kind of husky. He's not a husky, but he's husky. He's got a lot of energy. He loves playing with stuffies and tearing them apart. So if you adopt him, you're going to have to find some sort of stuffy BJs, if you will. That you can get a lot of them at a cheap
price.
Teddy
bear by the wholesale.
Yes, yes. And he is just great. He knows sit and shake, too. You can't beat that.
Oh, and he's only a year and a half.
He's a baby.
He's a smart dog.
Yep. We actually found him. Somebody called us because they noticed that people had moved out of their house, but they had left the dog there. And when our agents went in, he only had a little bit of water, no food. So we were able to rescue him.
Wow. I mean, glad to hear that. But what a sad story.
I know. I can't imagine how long he was there. But they don't think for long because he still had a good body condition. He was still husky.
Oh, okay.
Still plump.
Yeah. So maybe a few runs around the track.
Yes. That'll help him.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, trying to, get that diet cut down the snacks. No more chips. And Lovebird will be right there. It'll be the same Lovebird, just a little lighter.
Lighter Lovebird.
Lighter
I love
Lovebird.
It. Yes, Brian. Absolutely.
The cold has got to be a pain at the SPCA. And, you know, trying to get that exercise we were just talking about and everything else when it's, you know, frigid outside. It's too cold for us and the animals.
It absolutely is. So what we do is, for the littler dogs, we don't take them outside in this weather. The bigger dogs, we take them in and out, relieve themselves, back in you go. Just like I think we should all do with our dogs. But I know some dogs, like Susan's Ben, love it out there. But you have to be the one to kind of say, okay, it's enough, buddy.
Yeah.
Got to go back in.
Only very limited outside visits, even though he loves to be outside all day.
Dogs are crazy.
Yeah, they really are. All right. But you should use common sense, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, now's not the day to take your dog out shopping with you and to leave him in the car. When they come back in, just wipe their feet, make sure there isn't any salt on there. The other good idea that I like to tell people is, if you leave your car outside at night, when you get back in, maybe knock on the hood a few times, because sometimes feral cats get in underneath the hood for warmth. And you don't want them to get hurt.
Oh, yeah. And if you turn the engine over,
that would be disastrous.
Right.
Yeah.
For the car or the cat?
Both.
Yeah. That's that's right.
Yeah.
But I just cannot get, I don't understand my dogs sometimes who, you know, go outside and then, my one is just not a fan of the cold. She'll run right back in and make it quick. And the other just like sauntering around. It's, you know, windy last night, blowing in. He's just like hanging out. All right. I mean, in the summer, if he thinks there's a rabbit out there or something like that, he'll shoot out like the Kentucky Derby out the back door. But now he's just taking his sweet old time. Like, I'm cold standing in the doorway.
I know.
Get in here.
Yes. Well, I absolutely hear you. There are some dogs, like I have one dog like you, like the girl dog. You're a female dog. In and out. The other one's like, oh, let's see what's going on out here. This is Arctic. Get your butt back in the house. Come on. It's freezing cold.
Do you hear from people on a day like today who say, hey, you know what? My neighbor's dog has been out all day long. That
we
kind
do.
Of thing.
Yes. And it's really sad that we do get those calls. And we try and go out immediately to help that animal. So if you have a concern, you can always make an anonymous call. Just call us and we'll go out and see what's up. and help the animal if they need help.
And that's anywhere in Erie County.
Yep, anywhere in Erie County.
All right, so that's good to know, especially in the cold, cold weather. I like keeping your dog warm.
Yeah.
I know you've said you've used like the Thunder Vest before.
Yeah, but that's for his anxiety.
Okay, but is that like, do those big vests, you know, you see people put like sweaters on dogs.
Yeah.
How much like work do they really do in keeping dogs warm? How much do they need it?
Well, I think if you've got a short-haired dog and your dog absolutely has to go out on a walk, bundle them up. It can't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen where people have put boots on their dogs.
I was just about to ask, what about shoes?
If that works for you and your dog, go right ahead. It has never once worked for me.
Now, I've got to say this. Yeah. I always used to look at that. If you've got little booties on your dog, I'm like, oh my goodness, what is going on? But after the last couple of weeks, you know, when it was so muddy, it's not a problem right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to think maybe they're not as crazy as I thought. How much easier is it to take off and put on the shoes on your dog than it is to, you know, clean the feed every time they go out? I feel like a pretty good amount.
I'm going to tell you right now, my backyard is all torn up because of a septic system had to be installed. So it's just a mud pit. Mm. I went out and I bought boots, convinced that every time I let the dogs out, I'll put the boots on instead of having to wash their feet.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare.
Oh.
Because they do not like boots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they walk all crazy, like they're dancing.
Standing there.
If God bless the people who can put boots on their dogs.
Because I know I
cannot.
Okay. I couldn't either.
Fashionistas.
Fashionistas.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Dog couture.
Hey, and you know, another thing you can put a plug out for, a company gave the SPCA dog beds this week.
Yes. Bubba's Beds for Shelter Friends. They reached out and they gave us 45 new beds. And in addition to the beds that we already had, they're giving us new legs for our current beds too.
Wow.
Yeah. And it all started because a woman named Julie and her husband, Matt, they lost their dog, Bubba. They went back to the shelter where they got him and they said, we'd like to buy a bed in honor of Bubba. But they were walking around and they saw all the dogs needed beds. And since for 10 years now, they've been offering these beds for other shelters around New York State.
Wow, that is really nice.
Very
it's
cool.
Totally great.
Awesome, awesome people, and way to go. Give them to the SPCA. I'm sure they'll be put to good use. And
already,
Lovebird hopefully doesn't have to sleep on one for too much longer because he'll be going home with you. Check him out at the SPCA, right? And you know, as soon as today,
meet and greet. 11 o'clock.
Sounds good. We'll be down there. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Bethany Clock at the SPCA serving Erie County.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.